Initially, Governor Walker said he'd make his decision about a Kenosha casino in October. Now he says it'll be many months into 2014. When it comes to the mascot bill, the legislature passed it in November and sent it to the governor. If he doesn't sign the measure by Thursday, it will automatically become law. Marquette University political scientist John McAdams says it appears the governor is weighing the political fallout.
If he should veto that bill, a lot of people who resent what they consider to be political correctness are going to be rather mad at him. There are important elites who will immediately cry racism if Walker does not take the politically correct position on this.
McAdams thinks if the governor had a choice, he would not have wanted the mascot issue to come up this year. That's because he's thinking about re-election in 2014 and potentially a White House run in 2016, according to Michael Kraft. He's a political science professor at UW-Green Bay.
I think the governor would probably, on a whole range of issues, think very carefully about, is this going to alienate conservative support? Is it going to create a protest that might harm my reelection campaign or cast other things that I do as governor into a negative light?
Kraft says it's not unusual for politicians to avoid controversial decisions as elections approach. The governor certainly jumped out of the gate with divisive decisions early in his term, according to UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim. For instance, weeks after taking office, he prompted massive demonstrations by announcing plans to dismantle many public unions.
Act 10 was done 3 years before, and you know, 3.5 years before the next election. And you had plenty of time to weigh in as to see how that's going to carry out. Obviously, it ended up carrying out in ways which I don't think he anticipated, including the recall elections. In this case, we're talking about elections which are right on the horizon.
Heim predicts the closer Wisconsin gets to next fall's elections, the more time Walker might take to weigh in on hot-button issues. However, Marquette's John McAdams says if the governor takes too much time making decisions, the move could backfire.
I do think Walker, in seeming to shilly-shally both on the casino and both on the mascot issue, may be taking some unnecessary political losses. He may, rather than seeming to be prudent and considering the issues carefully, may look to be timid, may look to be indecisive.
McAdams foresees additional divisive issues on the horizon. He notes that this coming spring, the state Senate could pass and send the governor two abortion-related bills. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.